Save big money and transform your home with new appliances now at Menards. We offer the lowest prices and the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Upgrade your home and save big money on new appliances at Menards. Shop our entire selection of appliance options online today at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, welcome back in.
46, why was that not on air?
Not all things are created equal.
Bruin
Steve writes in. By the way, great night last night in professional baseball, basketball, and the NHL. Nathan McKinnon, hello. I mean, he is a freak of nature. Got his 50th last night for the Avs, and then Austin Matthews
scored
his 66th. The NBA and the NHL getting ready for the postseason are in a good spot, as they say. But Bruin Steve tweets in. He said, let's not forget recent addition to a couple of QTs, the QT Entertainment Room. So Quick Trip now is in the world of video poker.
Oh, I thought this was like those rooms that you go.
You know the ideal.
We don't talk about what happens in those rooms, Jim.
You know the ideal place for like a must stop for me going to Kansas City or leaving Kansas City is the Platte City QT, which has to be like one of the busiest in the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, right there, now they got a Waffle House.
There's a minimum
of
like 8 cars in every stall.
Oh, but it's always busy. And I'm always enamored with the Quick Trip cashier that can run like multiple screens.
It is impressive.
And they're like, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, they're like checking 2 people out at once. But Quick Trip now has video poker as well in some places.
I got to figure out how.
In Platte City, people would stay overnight. As busy it is. Ah, you know what? Man, let's play a little video poker.
There's casinos in Missouri, right?
Yeah. Dispensaries, too.
It's come
a long way.
Wonder how you...
And good baseball. And
the requirements would be to have like actual Super Bowl slot champions. Shut up, Gary. I wonder what the loophole is for that. If you have legalized gambling in your state. Because obviously in Vegas, you go to a Waffle House and they have slot machines on the tables and stuff, right? But I wonder because we have like the horse track contingency here that you have to have a casino in Nebraska now. I wonder what you like the loophole would be to get an actual slot machine in a state that allows gambling.
That I don't know. Yeah. I would just like some mobile sports betting.
Yeah, please. We saw on our way back from Detroit, we stopped at the world's largest gas station.
Truck stop.
Yeah.
In Iowa?
Or truck stop, yes.
In Wolcott, Iowa?
Yeah, and Alex
did you get some combos?
He was enamored. He's like, I don't think this is true. He's like, start like Googling like the largest truck stops in the world. Like, keep looking, buddy.
You're over there like,
one of the last remaining Orange Julius's.
Oh,
I actually stopped and got an Orange Julius on my...
my man.
Way after getting some beef jerky. It's a delicious, delicious combo. Breakfast of champions.
That seems like a good protein pusher.
Yeah, it was a... very much a road trip situation. Oh, we even got, did you see Steve's picture? He even included the slot machines. And wow, what a time to be alive, folks.
It's a pretty good time to be alive if you are choosing your fighter for a quarterback in Nebraska. You know, we've gone through these stretches where there'll be 2 guys battling for position. And people will choose sides. The most famous is Frazier and Behringer.
Right.
The most recent, like where you felt like there was a real battle for the quarterback job, is in the first spring when Adrian was here. Some like Tristan Jebbia, but Frost was here. The first guy was Adrian. Everybody was in on Adrian. So now we're back to this where you have 2 freshmen that are battling for the number one job in Dylan Raiola and Danny Kalen. Most people, and for the benefit of Nebraska, there is one guy that I think has to be a multi-year starter and has to be an all-conference guy to get where Nebraska wants to go. But it's almost every time that there is video or open practice, you would think, and maybe I'm reading this wrong, and I'm a fan of him, and I've watched him play at Bellevue West since he was a freshman. And he played in a really good program where they not only test your arm, but they also test between the ears. So you leave there with a great knowledge of offensive football and how to play quarterback when you graduate from Bellevue West. Am I reading this wrong, that people are really, really surprised that Danny Kalen can place a ball really well and can command an offense? You would almost think he's a bum.
I think it's because of the struggles Bellevue West had this year. Well, but if you watch 10 seconds of that football
team, you're right. But you have to. So his senior year wasn't as good as his junior year. And he's not like the polished, oh my gosh, got to have this guy. But he's a good quarterback.
He's an elite 11 quarterback.
And last year didn't have much of an offensive line.
Yeah.
I think he also didn't get help from his very talented wide receivers for a good portion of the season.
Well, Davon had the wrist problem.
I think there were other things.
Yeah.
I think, you know, sometimes guys want to play football. Sometimes guys don't want to play football. And it's tough as a quarterback when you're trying to lead a team and get everybody on the same page. Now, they had a good finish to the season, but not the kid was a bum. I mean, the kid can play football. And I'm going to tell you, it's not the number one development of spring, because I think there's the biggest development of spring involves these guys. But the fact that they are benefiting each other, that they need each other.
They're pushing each other.
Dylan Raiola needs Danny Kalen. Danny Kalen needs Dylan Raiola. And you know what? Let's be honest. Nebraska hasn't had a quarterback start every single game since Tanner Lee. We're going back to 2017. One quarterback start every single game. So Nebraska is going to need two. Last year we saw they needed three. Hell, they could have had four or five different quarterbacks. But the fact that you have two guys that are getting better at their craft, still a ways to go, but are making each other better and then are good teammates, because, you know, you get into a battle for that number one spot. People pick and choose. Nebraska's in a good spot at quarterback. Now, in terms of depth, you'd like a little bit better. We could rely on three or four guys if need be. But the fact that these two guys are making each other better, and actually probably Danny Kalen benefits Dylan Raiola better than the opposite way, because one guy is just going to show up for work every single day and make sure that you get better and there's not a window to come take your job.
Yeah, he's a grinder. I would be amazed, though, if we ever got to the me versus you stage with these two guys.
I don't think we will.
Just with the way that Danny Kalen conducts himself, I would be surprised if he allowed that to
talk about both of them.
Yeah. Well, so let me say why I say that. I've never actually talked to Dylan Raiola, and I've talked to Daniel Kalen several times, and I would be amazed with the way his personality and who he is as a person if he allowed that to happen in the locker room. Because, and I think it matters that the other guy's the five-star guy that's kind of already been anointed, too.
There's a lot goes into being a good teammate.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, at that position, you know, there's only that's the position where only one guy is going to play the majority of the time, and being a good teammate goes a long way. So it's not surprising, because, you know, he's matured in his body, and he's playing in a system that I think will benefit him. But the number one story of spring is the guy that is coaching them. That we will discuss a little bit later. Brandon Vogel will stop by coming up at 9:40. Matt Rudy on the Masters will join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Got an update with Jimmy to kick off the morning coming up next. And we have a little programming note that y'all would like to hear, and you should hear, and you should share the news that I will share with you coming up shortly after the 7 o'clock update. It's Mornings with Sharp and Hanley. Jimmy Allen in today on 1620 The Zone.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.